I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can now download off our website at progressive.org. The climate talks have just ended in Montreal, and the Bush administration once again showered itself with shame. It resisted new targets for cutting emissions of carbon dioxide, and beyond that, it didn't even want there to be any discussion of such a thing. Under Bush, the United States doesn't want to assume its own international responsibilities and actually do something about global warming, and it doesn't want other countries to do so either. So Bush tries to sabotage every single global warming conference there is. That's just Bush. To expect anything different would require us to believe that Bush would admit that there is such a thing as global warming. And it would require Bush to grant some respect to science, which his administration continues to trample on. And it would require Bush to admit that it's one among many nations. And it would require Bush to admit that the United States is just one among many nations, not one above all other nations. Even such a reliable neighbor as Canada has had too much with the arrogance of the Bush administration, said Prime Minister Paul Martin to the reticent nations, and he was being kind there, including the United States. I say this, there is such a thing as a global conscience, and now is the time to listen to it. But Martin's wish is falling on deaf ears. The Bush administration has no global conscience. It's got no conscience, period. I'm Matt Rothschild. That's how I see it.